Hi everyone, my name's Leo, and I'm going to talk to you about an amazing new hobby I picked up over the summer holidays. My family and I were staying at a coastal resort, and on our first day we went down to the beach. Usually I just lie on the sand reading a book, but this time my attention was drawn to the water. Some people were moving incredibly fast across the waves. At first glance, I assumed they were participating in kite surfing because of the speed. But as I got closer, I realized it was actually windsurfing that had captured my attention. I ended up observing them for absolutely ages.
The equipment they were using was fascinating. The boards themselves looked relatively standard, quite similar to regular surfboards, to be honest. But what really caught my eye were the incredibly bright sails they were using to catch the breeze. They looked like massive, colorful wings against the blue sky.
I was so intrigued that I wandered over to a local water sports school on the beach and started chatting with an instructor. I asked him if you needed to spend hours in the gym to manage the gear. I figured you'd need massive arm strength to hold on to the rig. He laughed and explained that instead, having good balance is the most crucial requirement, as you use your body weight to control the power.
That conversation was enough to convince me to give it a go, so I decided to book a session. I was hoping to go the following afternoon, because the forecast said it would be gloriously sunny. However, the instructor told me we had to base our timing on the wind direction to ensure we wouldn't be blown out to sea, so we settled on a morning slot instead.
When it came to the actual lesson, I was a bundle of nerves. I thought steering the board would be impossible. Actually, just standing up proved to be the most challenging part initially. Every time I tried to get to my feet, the board would wobble and I'd end up splashing into the sea.
Speaking of the sea, it was nowhere near as warm as it looked. I had brought my own favourite swimming shorts, fully expecting to wear them, but the school insisted I wear a wetsuit because the water was absolutely freezing and it would keep me protected from the elements. I was definitely grateful for it later.
By the end of the two-hour session, I had managed to sail a few metres without falling off. My friends, who had been watching from the shore, thought I'd be completely exhausted. But to be honest, I mostly felt incredibly proud of what I'd achieved. It's an amazing sensation when you finally get it right.
I loved it so much that I wanted to keep practicing when I got back home. I didn't want to go straight back into the crashing waves of the ocean, though, as that felt a bit too intimidating for a beginner. Instead, I opted to practice my skills on a local lake near my house, which had much calmer waters.
I've been doing it for a few months now, and obviously my general fitness has improved immensely, but the real surprise for me was the level of mental focus the sport demands. You have to be so aware of your surroundings, your body, and the weather conditions that you completely forget about your everyday worries.
Looking ahead to next summer, I have some big plans. Some of the guys at my local club want to enter races to see who is the fastest. For me, though, mastering the art of jumping is what I'm aiming for next. I've watched the professionals leaping over waves, and it just looks spectacular. I've got a long way to go, but I'm determined to get there.